Our scripture reading out of the New Testament as we prepare to arrive at Pentecost very soon, the birthday of the church, the coming of the Holy Spirit, although he was always active in the world, but we recognize it because Jesus came in the flesh, and then he had to go home to be with the Father. He said he was going to send one greater than him, and we are grateful as he sent the Holy Spirit to be with us for all time. So he said he'd never leave us nor forsake us. And we know that he's not here in the physical sense, so how does that happen? It happens because the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, the one who comes alongside, pleading our case to God. We're grateful for that. 1 Peter 2, verses 1 through 12. I think the lectionary says that starts at 2, but I like to go back and make sure that I got the whole scripture in context. So verse 1, 1 Peter chapter 2 through 14, 12. So get rid of all malice behavior and deceit. Don't just pretend to be good. Be done with hypocrisy and jealousy and backstabbing. You must crave pure spiritual milk so that you can grow in the fullness of your salvation. Cry out for this nourishment as babies cry out for milk. Now that you've had a taste of the Lord's kindness. Verse 4, the subtitle is Living Stones for God's House. Come to Christ, who is the living cornerstone of God's temple. He was rejected by the people, but he is precious to God who chose him. And now God is building you, a living stone, into his spiritual temple. What's more, you are God's holy priest. We offer the spiritual sacrifices that please him because of Jesus Christ. As the scriptures say in Philippians 4:18, I am placing a stone in Jerusalem, a chosen cornerstone, and anyone who believes in him will never be disappointed. Yes, he is very precious to you who believe, but for those who reject him, the stone that was rejected by the builders has now become the cornerstone. And the scriptures also say, he is that stone that makes people stumble, the rock that will make them fall. They stumble because they do not listen to God's word or obey it. And so they meet the fate that has been planned for them. But you are not like that, for you are a chosen people. You are a kingdom of priests, God's holy nation, and his very own possession. This is so you can show others the goodness of God, for he has called you out of darkness into the wonderful light. Scriptures also say that once you were not a people, now you are the people of God. Once you received unto God's mercy, now you have received his mercy. Dear brothers and sisters, you are foreigners and aliens here. So I warn you to keep away from evil desires because they fight against your very soul. In verse 12, be careful how you live among unbelieving neighbors. Even if they accuse you of doing wrong, they will see your honorable behavior and they will believe and give honor to God when he comes to judge the world. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word.